Right, we are in Meretz Hashem going to begin today Simen Vav. I know that we're skipping a little bit, but we're going to go to Simen Vav in Meretz Hashem and focus a bit on some of the halachos concerning brachas. Not that Chas Hashem to say that what comes before this is not important. Chas Hashem, it's all important and beautiful. And Torah hi v'lilmod ani tzarech, but l'maisa to get maybe to some of the more l'maisa pieces of just Arachayim. So Simen Vav. So the Kitz writes as follows. This is a longer sif, so we'll divide this over 2 days. The Kitz writes as follows. Kodim shiyivarech eza bracha tzarechu ladas. In general, before a person goes ahead and makes a bracha, they have to know eza bracha shu tzarech levarech. Is actually an important halacha. Before a person makes a bracha, they have to be aware which bracha it is that they're about to make. You know how like sometimes maybe you're about to eat something and you pick it up and you're not sure again exactly what the bracha is, but you figure no problem. I have a couple of moments, right? Because it's the same baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam no matter what I'm eating. So I've got like a couple of seconds in my mind to figure out, is it an apple? Is it an orange? Is it a this or is it a that? Okay, I'll figure that out afterwards. Kitzer says that's not the best way to make a bracha. Ideally, a person should know what bracha they have to make even before they're making the bracha. Excuse me. Kidei shebishal shu maskir Hashem yisbarach hu shu ikra bracha yed mashi yisayim. This is actually quite beautiful. Why? Because this represents a certain level of kavod, certain level of honor and dignity that a person brings to the bracha. That since a bracha includes the name of Hashem should not be articulated if a person doesn't know exactly what it is that they're going to say. So to say baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech olam without knowing how I'm going to conclude the bracha is considered to be an affront to the use of the name of Hashem. If you're going to take the name of God, ultimately, you should know why it is that you're taking it and what the bracha is that you're going to make. So that's halacha number one. So halacha number one is before you say the name of God in a bracha, you should know what bracha you're making and specifically how it's going to end. That's halacha one. Halacha two. You should not be doing anything else while you're making the bracha. Now, why is this important? Because sometimes we do this all the time, right? In other words, I'm making my coffee, and as I'm pouring in the milk, because you know you need that coffee, right? I have to give answer already. I don't know what number cup that is. I won't tell you what number cup I'm up to already, right? But lemaisa, I'm pouring the milk in, and like already, like I'm pouring baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam. I'll elongate the end if I have to, right? But lemaisa, I'm already making the bracha. Kay says no. When you're making a bracha deserves your undivided attention, and as such, a person should not be doing anything else while they go ahead and they make the bracha. So that's halacha number three. Next, halacha number four, lo yivarech b'mehirus, do not make a bracha quickly. Take your time. In other words, a bracha is a form of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, it's kind of like, imagine for a moment, you know, you say to your wife, oh, you look so beautiful. You look so beautiful. You look great. You look fantastic. Beautiful. Great. Let's go. All right. So again, it's not much of a compliment, right? It's not much of a compliment. And the halachos of brachos are going to be the least of your issues, right? But lamaisa, again, there's a concept that like when you say something important to someone, it's not just what you say, but it's how you say it. Right? And there's certain things that I'll just like blurt out quickly and other things that really require me to take the time. So because a bracha is literally, again, demonstrative of my recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role in my day-to-day life, it shouldn't be said quickly. Again, it should be said slowly and methodically. Ela yichavein perush hamilos. Rather, a person should go ahead and contemplate the meaning of the words. Therefore, I will say, it turns out, right, that just in, we're going to stop over for today, but like in these opening lines, look at all the halachas we have. Number one, before you go ahead and you recite a bracha, you should know what the end of that bracha is going to be, right? In order that when you recite the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know exactly what it is that you're saying. Number two, you shouldn't be doing anything else while you're making a bracha. And number three, a person should not go ahead and make a bracha quickly. And number four, which is kind of a corollary to number three, a person should know the meaning of the words contained in the bracha that they are making. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach, everyone. So great to be back on track. It's going to be a good week in Meretz. It is already a great week. It'll be a better week in Meretz Hashem. Have a great day, everyone. Shkoyach.